Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the kitchen part two. Oh, I mean candidly eclectic. This is part two of our cooking episode. So we are actually going to get right into it.
Yes.
Shay, please begin.
We just ended on do you like potluck dinners? And you said,
I like them, but I've never done them.
Okay.
I do like potluck dinners if I ever got invited to one. I don't remember.
So the next question, which is the first one of part two, is what dish do you make if you're going to a party?
If I'm going to a party.
Yeah, like if
a shrimp,
or like a Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl, we just
New Year's Eve, that kind
New
of
Year's
stuff.
Eve. Okay, I'll do the New Year's Eve one because that one's easier. When you say going to a party, I thought you meant like traveling like 6 hours away. Okay.
I mean, if you want to, go ahead.
No. New Year's Eve party, when I come to your house, I usually make a charcuterie board, but it's a very fancy charcuterie board,
okay.
As you saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go all out. I have OCD when it's trying to organize stuff. Yeah, charcuterie board.
Okay.
What about you?
I'll do, like, a dip.
I was going to say that, too. Yeah, I made the dip this year.
Yeah.
I made the queso dip.
I do, like, a Dunkaroos dip sometimes.
So you're a dessert dip.
Yeah, or, like, the cream cheese lemonade pie.
Yeah.
I generally do a dessert because
it's easier.
Yeah. And that way I know there's something that I'll eat.
Yes.
For dessert.
Yes.
So,
smart thinking.
Yes.
Very nice.
All
right, what dish do you make if you are going to a meal?
Like, if you get invited to go to dinner.
Oh, what dish
at somebody's
do you,
house.
What dish do you bring?
Yeah.
You go.
I'll do normally a potato dish. Like, if I know we're doing burgers, I might make fries.
Okay.
And then, or if I've done this once. And I kind of cheated because I used my work's recipe for it.
It's not cheating.
But I went to a barbecue once, and the hosts were like, we'll provide hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, all that. So I made potato salad.
Oh, nice.
And I used my, at the time, my job's recipe for it because I worked in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I knew how to make it. So I just made that. But potatoes, that way there's a starch, and
And so you know you can eat it, and you're comfortable with what you bring.
And it's not, like, an excess of vegetables.
Yes.
An excess of meat.
Or
like
veggies.
It's a starch.
Yeah.
So I normally will do some kind of a potato dish. Because potatoes are so versatile.
Yeah.
In the word, what? How did Dolly Parton phrase that? Let me double check.
I don't know.
Potato quote. I love Dolly Parton, as we know.
Yes.
She famously stated, according to Google,
okay,
quote, I've always been a potato person, even if it's a mashed potato or a french fry, or if I just baked a potato, end quote.
Nice.
And then she also said, quote, every diet I've ever fell off of, it's been because of a potato, end quote.
Yep. Potatoes will do it for you.
So, I tried to do just a potato dish. And you can even do, like, potato dessert if you...
Have you ever heard of Midwestern Mom?
Yes.
She makes, like, the salads.
Yeah.
And she's so funny, and she's like, oh, this... I love her. Like, if I'm just having a... I will, and like, she has a weird little song, little, like, ditty thing, and it's so funny. I love her, and she makes me laugh. Because she was talking about a potato salad, but it had, like, I don't remember what, I want to say it had Jell-O in it, but it was, like, not, like, the Jell-O mold. It was, like a plain, like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember, but I love her. If I brought, we usually don't bring, so the last time we had, like, a family outing and we had to bring something was when we would do we would go to every other family member. Like it was like around Christmas time. Like one year we would do my aunt's house, and then we would bring like an appetizer. But now that since we host Christmas Eve dinner and we host the party, my mom makes the main dish, and she spreads out like a salad to my aunt on my dad's side, like a starch to an appetizer to somebody else in the family to bring. So they bring everything else while we work on the main meal.
Okay.
So I think the last time we went to a party was years ago, and that's when we actually brought stuff. And I don't remember, it was probably like a shrimp cocktail dish that
Okay.
I made because I arranged the shrimp
Sure.
very nicely and very pretty that nobody wants to touch it. And I'm like, you guys can touch it. That's why I take pictures before you guys eat it.
Yeah. Okay. What are your favorite ingredients to use?
Oh, like spice ingredients or just like ingredients in general?
Both.
Both? Okay. I like chicken. I like steak. I like pork chops.
Okay.
Salt. I'm not a salt fan, but I'll do like enough salt that it coats. Like pork chops, you need to tenderize them. So you put the tenderizer on them and let it sit, but that has a ton of salt in it already. Plus, on top, you're adding salt and pepper on top of that. And it's like, it's too salty for me. I feel like I just ate the ocean. Oregano, olive, anything really. Except I don't do raw coconut. Like the shaved coconut, if you like you're sprinkling on like a coconut custard pie, I won't eat it. Lemon meringue, I'm not a fan of.
Okay.
Eggplant, I hate eggplant. Like I cannot. That's the one. That's amazing. But the weird thing is I love zucchini, I love squash, I love butternut squash, I love spaghetti squash. Eggplant, it's like one of those bleh. But
Okay.
the only thing I can eat it is if my mom makes the what's the only vegetarian dish that's from a movie.
Add this to eat.
I can make rat when she makes ratatouille, I eat it, and I had no idea there was eggplant in it.
Okay.
But I could smell her making it, and I'm like, uh-oh. I thought it was like pepperoni, like mozzarella cheese, tomato, and like cucumber, and I was or like I knew it was a veggie, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. She goes, yeah, I just made ratatouille. I was like, this is the best dish ever. She goes, do you know what ratatouille is? I was like, yeah, from the movie. It had like, she goes, it's a vegetarian dish. I was like, okay, yeah. So I had like squash or like zucchini and cheese and tomato sauce. It had eggplant. And I was like, but she doused it in cheese, so I really couldn't get that eggplant taste. So she got me to eat eggplant.
Okay.
But I tried again, like when she gets eggplant parm when we go out to dinner. I can't do it. I keep telling myself, I'm going to like it this time. I keep telling my mind, I'm like, I'm going to like it. Nope. Those reflexes come out and I'm like, ugh! I'm like, ugh! And I hold my nose and I'm like, all right, just swallow it, Kate, just swallow the dinner. I like any ingredients.
I think my favorite to work with is, like, meat-wise, is chicken.
Yes.
Because it's versatile.
Yeah.
But I love lemon. I love
You
incorporating
like
lemon to
the
stuff.
zesty.
In fact, like, I have a jam that I make sometimes around Christmas, and it originally called for orange juice and orange zest in it, but it made it so sweet, I just started doing lemon in it instead, and it works great. So I do
Very
chicken.
nice.
And then, like, lemon chicken is good. Like,
You can't really go wrong with lemon chicken.
you really can't. It's a solid dish.
Yeah.
Solid. It's pretty good.
Lemon rosemary.
Yes, that's good too. But my mom doesn't like thyme or rosemary, so I try to avoid it. So she'll eat whatever I cook. Then, like, ground beef is another one that I
I
do a
love
lot of.
ground beef. I just made ground beef. We're gonna, as I said, we're gonna make, I'm, not we, I I'm going to make stuffed peppers.
Oh. Do you remember that one kid at the place we used to work at?
Together? Yes.
Used to get ground beef with ketchup, and that was his whole lunch.
The kid with the cowboy boots?
Yep.
Oh! Sorry, guys. I probably just yelled in your ear. Yeah, this kid was a nasty. He, oh my God. It's just giving me chills.
He would literally get and this is like the
Was
child
it
just put.
him? Hold on, guys. Give me a minute. Sorry.
Because he's probably like,
Gotta be at least 8 or 9 now.
I think he's more like 12.
Because
Because the other
if the other kid that we had is in 5th grade,
Yeah.
right? He had to have been in the same class as him, right?
He was a year older. Yeah, he's a year
Okay.
older than
So
the one who just graduated fifth
I
grade.
wonder where he went to school to.
Somewhere in the Northeast. But,
Wow, that kid was the devil reincarnated in a child's body.
his lunch every Friday
I
was like a sandwich box, you know, the
Yeah.
shaped bread,
Yeah.
but it had unseasoned cooked ground beef in it, and then
Okay.
he'd say, "I just need some ketchup." And he would mix the ketchup in and then just eat unseasoned
So
ground beef. I'm like, "Oh, okay."
that's not actually that's actually not bad. It's just like a hamburger,
Yeah.
a ground
But
hamburger.
no salt, no pepper, no nothing. I was like, "Oh, okay."
Well, the ketchup is the seasoning.
All right then. Because I remember he, the one day, his grandma made it for him,
Okay.
and she put one of the McCormick burger
See?
seasonings in it,
Seasonings in it.
and he about lost his mind. He was like, "It doesn't taste right. It doesn't taste like when mommy makes it." I was like, "Oh my God."
That's called being spoiled.
I was like, "Oh, okay." So ground beef, ground turkey, ground chicken, all
I
pretty
like,
good.
have you ever had turkey sausage?
Yes, I
Like
love
the
it.
breakfast turkey sausage?
I love it.
It
And then,
definitely has a distinct different taste than what I'm used to having because my aunt doesn't eat red meat.
Have you ever
So
had turkey bacon?
I think so.
It's pretty good.
I believe so.
And I'll do like casseroles with it.
Oh,
Like,
man.
casseroles are
There
great.
is a one pan pasta casserole dish. You just put it all in, like in the casserole dish, just add water and it'll pop it in the oven and it cooks everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what I need. But I would have to come back from work on break to put in the oven in time to make sure it. I wonder if you do the casserole dishes, if you can also do make them in the crock pot because it's easier. I don't see why
I've done
not.
a casserole in a crock pot before.
Yeah? Maybe I'll make hot dog casserole in the crock pot. Well, I have to cook the hot dogs ahead of time. Anyway, sorry guys.
Tangents. We're known for them. Okay.
My turn.
Yeah.
What ingredients do you hate using? I already answered this one, kind of.
I have a lot of texture situations,
Like with your hands.
like mouth and hands, like when I'm eating them and cooking them. So, like, I l like the taste of an onion, but I hate chopping onions. I hate biting into an onion. So, what I'll do is I'll get my like food chopper out, put it in, and then just hit the button until it's fully chopped. And then I will do the food processor and puree the crap
Crap out
out
of
of it. And I'm like, okay. So I won't, it almost turns into like a slush and it
it.
just dissolves in whatever I'm cooking.
Slush, please, slushy.
So I'm like, okay, this works. I don't use thyme or rosemary because my mom doesn't like them.
Oh, we use that a lot. Well, my mom cooks.
And then I don't like cauliflower because Aunt Jean force-fed me that Jell-O.
Oh, killing me, Smalls.
After the Jell-O, you would also hate it.
No, I think it was. I love cauliflower. I think I already answered this.
Yeah, I think you did too.
Eggplant.
Yep.
I just that and okay. Don't get me wrong with the coconut. When we had the coconut chicken, as I said in the first part of this episode, that I had coconut chicken, and I went on that little tangent of like how if it's cooked in,
Something.
I can eat it.
Okay.
But if it's by itself, I can't do it. So basically, coconut and eggplant.
Okay. What is your favorite way to cook? Stovetop, oven, crock
Ooh.
pot, air fryer, etc.
Anything but the oven.
Okay.
Because I don't mind the oven, like, if I have to, great. But I'm gonna be extra cautious with the oven. I don't
Yeah.
need any more scars on my arm
Yeah.
from the oven. Stupid oven. No, it's just me being. I like the stove. Because I can put like four things all at once.
Yeah.
But it's hard because you have to time it right with the
Yeah.
pasta and you have to like don't overcook the sauce or blah blah blah. Crock pot is my lifesaver this summer.
Yeah.
Absolute lifesaver. Air fryer, I haven't used it yet. I know my mom
Okay.
uses it to like air fry like shrimp or like chicken. But I haven't used it yet.
Okay.
So I guess we're gonna test this out.
I like stovetop and crock pot. Yep. Easy. Simple. Okay. Now, I'm just thinking this out loud, everyone.
Okay.
This will be a shorter episode because the part one
One was a
was a
longer
normal,
episode.
longer episode.
Yeah.
And I am sorry for the coughing.
She's got
I
really
got a
bad allergies.
face full of dust yesterday, and I am suffering for it today. You want to ask the next one?
Yeah. Do you try new episodes of new recipes? Jesus,
Huh?
what is that? Oh my God. Do you try new recipes often?
I do try new recipes like as much as
I'm
I can.
sorry. How do you know what I was talking about?
Like, especially if I find something on Instagram. I have,
Ew.
let's see,
Sorry, guys.
on Instagram, let me check
Oh,
if
yeah, I
it
save
tells me.
recipes off Instagram, Facebook. I have probably like 10 saved on Facebook, like the one crock pot meals.
I have an entire folder of crock pot of recipes
Pinterest.
on
Pinterest is dangerous.
It
If
is. It
you.
is.
Okay, so I think I have about 200 to 300 recipes on just Pinterest alone. Of just recipes that I haven't even touched yet.
Oh, okay.
Do you even have Pinterest?
I do, but I don't use it.
Oh, I'm on it all the time now. I got back into it.
Like, I'm going to send this to you
Okay.
because it's adorable.
Okay. I
And
like adorable stuff.
this is what I want when I have had surgery, but my mother said no.
Here, if it's easy enough, I'll make it for you.
Oh, it's a
It's.
complicated one.
You're really gonna test my cooking skills.
It's baking.
You're gonna really test my baking skills. Do I have to draw on the cake?
No, but there's shaping involved.
Oh gosh. Oh, there's a cute little way to do it. I've learned.
You'll see.
Are they appropriate shaped?
Yes,
Okay.
it's a
Is
rubber ducky.
oh, sorry. That was really loud.
Y'all, in case anyone here does not know who's listening,
She's obsessed with rubber
I
ducks.
really am. Like,
I
I
almost
have a
got you brought
collection.
I yes you do.
And I just got that one over there,
It's so
which is
cute.
the stuffed one in the inner tube.
But I almost got brought home from work. We do like a prize box on Fridays and they have black ones. I almost
Oh,
brought you a black one.
that would have
But I didn't. I'm so sorry.
been. It's okay. But, recipe is like if I find one that I, to the extent that I found a butterbeer recipe.
Oh God!
For the
here
ninja,
we go. Here we go again.
For the ninja slushy machine.
Yeah.
I went out and bought the $300 ninja slushy machine to try the recipe.
If you can see my face right now, I'm like, what?
In defense, we use.
No. There's no defense for that. There's no defense for that. You knew exactly what you were wanting.
We do use that slushy machine a lot now.
I want a blue slushy now.
But
I want a blue slushy. If you
know
get
exactly.
my reference, blue
I do get
slushy.
We can make
free,
one tonight.
Free, yes, freeze your brain.
Yeah.
Don't ask. Just listen to the Heather soundtrack. You'll
if
understand
we
it.
We need to get cream soda.
Okay.
Or blue raspberry drink.
Like Hawaiian blue raspberry?
Yeah.
Or
we
can
do
that.
Go to Royal Farms.
Okay.
And get blue raspberry soda. That would work. And then that'll turn into a blue slushy.
Well, do blue raspberry. I like blue raspberry.
But it is good. And I made the recipe. It was good. I actually didn't like the butter extract in it, so
yeah.
I don't make it with that now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's how far I'll go to like try a new recipe. And again, we do use that slushy machine quite a bit now. So
nice.
It's okay. All right. Do you have any weekly nights, such as spaghetti night, chicken night, or steak nights that
yes.
happen every week?
Yes.
Okay.
We do chicken nights a lot. Well, either it'll be chicken thighs, which my dad is like, my mom was on a chicken thigh kick
okay.
for a very long time. And literally, it was like chicken thigh on Wednesday this week. Next week, chicken thighs on Thursday. The week after that, chicken thighs on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it was good. I like it. We do spaghetti nights.
Okay.
But my mom does ask me when we do, like, a bigger pasta night if I'm going to be okay with it, like when we did lasagna. You're going to be okay with that because I'm trying to still lose weight and there's a lot of pasta in it.
Yeah.
We did, as I just said, in the first episode, first part of this, I did a pasta bolognese.
Mm-hmm.
So I took, like, a scoop and a half of ziti noodles and the rest was just all meat sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, we do a lot of, we do steak nights rarely, though. It's only if my younger brother asks for it, and then we'll do it. Or if he's cooking, if he buys them and he cooks them, then we'll do it. So,
okay.
What about you?
We don't at this point, but I think we're going to establish, like, every Friday night is Spanny night, stuff like that. I lost my page.
Number 19.
Number 19. Okay, we just did. But do you want to ask 20?
Do you cook in bulk or one meal at a time?
50-50 on that.
Okay.
When I... Okay. Shocking no one, I have the official Mickey Mouse waffle maker from the Disney store. So if I'm making
and I am a witness. I have seen her use it a couple times. So yes. And not bad. They aren't bad.
And so like if I'm making waffles, I will make like a triple batch and then bag them individually and freeze them.
And then you know like if you're very good.
If I make that spetchly soup, sorry again for the pronunciation, everyone. Like I said last episode, we freeze that. Hamburger helper, like if we do that.
Okay, I've made that, but it's a healthier version of it. We don't do boxed. It's actually ground beef we actually use. And in the crock pot, I can send you the recipe. It's actually very good.
Huh?
It's a healthier version of it.
Like, we'll do... That'll get us two meals, so no saving that. But, like, if I'm doing breakfast foods, I'll generally do it in bulk so I don't have to mess with it every morning. I can just grab and go.
Yeah.
But
the breakfast Hot Pockets, I miss doing that.
All those work. Remember those?
We don't do them
When you do
anymore
them.
because my dad's all sweet, so we don't do. And he used to, we got him a breakfast sandwich maker. So it
Oh,
was
we have
like,
one of them. Yeah.
and like, you have to like the bread down, then the egg, and then like the weird little thing slides out and blah, 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 whatever. It's like a weird contraption looking thing. We would use that. He would use that almost every morning to make himself breakfast when he had to be somewhere in the city early. But now that he works from home now, he doesn't use it. So it's just sitting there collecting dust. And I was like, I'm eyeing it up and I'm like, I actually want to try this. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have English muffins. I'd have tons of eggs. I don't feel like cooking pork roll. I'm like, it's just, I'm like lazy, but I'm not lazy, if that makes any sense. It's like I don't wanna have to cook the pork roll. So yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Piece of dust.
The dust will get everyone.
That's probably the only thing, and I don't have allergies.
Yeah.
So, Daisy Doe, for record, does not have allergies.
I am jealous.
Well, but I slightly found out I'm allergic to oranges.
Okay. Now I'm excited for this one.
Okay.
Do you have any cooking fails that you would like to share?
Yeah.
I have a baking one, so I'm
I
like.
have a cooking one. It's about the oven.
Oh, God.
Okay, so it was, I think it was last summer beginning. I still had the dog, my dog, at the house. Because I think my parents are going. I think my parents, the dog was at the shore house, but they had to bring her home because that next weekend they had a wedding to go to, so they couldn't take the dog down back down to the shore. My sister wasn't available at the shore to watch her, so they just kept her home with me, and that was fine. So lo and behold, would you like to guess what meal I made in the oven?
Pizza?
Yes. I ordered a
It's
pizza.
pizza.
It's always pizza with me. So I ordered like a medium size, like cheese, half, I think it was green pepper and onions or something. I don't remember. It was a pizza. So my mom wrote down the instructions for me just to like heat up the oven, pop it in for like until it's like crispier or whatever. And then it was done. I set a timer and I went to go in to get it out, like with the pot holders. And apparently there was a groundhog on my deck.
Oh no.
And my dog went ballistic. And I went to go get it. She barked. My hand went right up
Oh.
on the thing, on the actual grate of the oven, trying to get the pizza out. And I have nice burn marks on my arm, as Shay can see. They're actually pretty nasty. So, yeah, because I did not, Daisy did not, close the deck door. And I had to stare off with the groundhog yesterday coming home
Okay.
from the, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so me and ovens, we don't get along very well.
I'll save the baking disaster for the baking episode. But cooking wise, I was making roux.
Okay.
And I wasn't paying attention to what I grabbed. So I tried to make a roux with sugar instead of flour.
Oh,
It did not work.
I guess it didn't because
No.
the sugar dissolves and the flour makes it thicker.
Did not work. My mac and cheese was not good that day. I was like, oh. And I felt bad because my sister had just gotten out of the hospital and she just wanted to try the mac and cheese that I had gotten from HelloFresh. But I had to make it while she was in the hospital and we ate it while she was in the hospital because it was going to expire if we didn't. And I'm like, the price of this thing, I'm not letting it expire. So I used the same recipe, but I grabbed sugar instead of flour and
Oh
then there was just, oh
no.
no.
That's not as bad as burning yourself on the oven.
True. And she was sitting there and she was like, what the heck? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm grabbed the wrong white stuff. Sorry, that came out so wrong.
Oh gosh. All right.
What is the dish you get the most compliments on?
Probably that cream cheese lemonade pie. 'Cause that, like, literally everyone at that barbecue was like,
This is
"This
so
is
good.
so good.
Yeah.
Please give me the recipe."
Yeah. Very nice. I don't think I have. I don't really think I have one. Well, mine is doing the shepherd's pie for the first time, probably. I think either that or the meatloaf.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with shepherd's pie because that
All
was like one of
right.
the most difficult things I've ever made.
Okay. What is one recipe you wish you had?
Ooh. We when we were in Florida,
Okay.
that smash mac and cheese burger,
Oh.
that was so freaking, sorry language, so freaking good.
Okay.
I understand it's just a burger and mac and cheese on the burger, but the seasonings in the burger and it just flowed together. So, or that whatever that barbecue thing that we had in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, the at Flame Tree?
Yes.
Okay.
That was pretty good too.
Right. I want wish I had so my Nana apparently made really good fruit cake around the holidays, and it's
I don't
not
think I've
like
ever had that.
and it's not like the hard ones you can
Yeah.
buy at the store. It was like a, I don't even know. I've never tried it, but
I don't even know.
my dad and my mom both would say like, "Oh, if only you had gotten to try your Nana's thing and fruitcake." And I'm just like, "What do you mean?" And my dad would be like, "It's so good. I'll ask her to make it." And then my dad passed, and then Nana passed the. So my dad passed in April, the year that it happened, and then Nana passed 3 days after Thanksgiving that same year. So I had asked her, "Oh, will you make the fruit cake?"
Yeah.
And she said, "Yeah, I'll make the fruit cake this year." And then,
Gosh darn.
darn it, I got no fruit cake. And I lost my mouth. What's
Why are
the
you shouldn't be laughing?
Well, did
Oh,
she write it down anywhere? And then, on an unrelated note, her other son, like, net didn't. I will not speak ill of him because he really means nothing to me. But,
okay.
I could have gone in to her house to get like her recipe book, but we were not invited to come take like a memento of our grandmom. So
Were you guys like estranged or anything? Or was it just like the family was, her side was more.
he, her other son, technically my uncle, he, never got along with my dad. Like, I have exactly seven memories of this man, and I am 29 years old. And I'm gonna sound greedy here, but I'm not greedy
I know you're
in
not.
this.
I know you're not.
I have never so much gotten a blank card to acknowledge that I exist from
From
this
the
man.
sky.
But anytime he'd have a new girlfriend who wanted to play house, he would show up when we were there. 'Cause he's,
So it was like the other times he was like MIA.
yeah, I saw him seven times in my life. The first five
Okay.
were when he had new girlfriends who wanted to meet us. And like he'd play up the part of like a loving uncle. Like, "Oh, these are my," and my dad would always be like,
Dude, you haven't been
"Dude."
around in
And
years, so why are you all of a sudden? So
yeah.
he would just put on a show
Yep.
to
Then,
make himself look good.
and I will never forget,
Oh, that is so sad.
I have no cousins on that side.
Okay.
Or anything.
Okay.
But my dad, the one time, and it was Christmas, he wanted to take it. My dad wanted to take a picture of my Nana while she was cooking. So we had like a picture of her.
Yeah.
It just so happened that my uncle was in the shot and he swung at my dad, like full on punched him and was like, I don't want my picture taken.
Then get out of the
And my dad's like, dude, I'm just taking a picture of mom. And I was so scared because they were screaming. Like, my dad wasn't screaming,
I don't
but my uncle was screaming.
The one time I met twice, I've met your dad twice in the
Yeah.
past. He's never, I don't think I could ever see him raising his voice at all.
Yeah, like,
He was very soft-spoken.
my uncle was screaming at my dad. I'm like 7. I vividly remember crying and hiding behind the front door, like opening it so he couldn't see me anymore. And I'm like, I don't have good memories of this man, the couple.
So
I
scary.
have good memories of the women he dated because they were like sweet. And I'm like, H what are you doing? I'm sorry, this is such a tangent, but
No, you're good. You're good. Sorry, this is part of cooking.
like, I don't know if that counts as estranged or not, but he just
I think it
never,
would.
he
I think it
never
would.
thought of us to, so, like, I could have gone in and gotten her cooking books, but he never gave us the opportunity to when she passed away. So I have
So
none
does
of
he
her
still live
recipes.
there?
No,
Oh, you.
he lives in Ohio somewhere.
Okay.
He has, in fact, she got sick on Thanksgiving
Okay.
and she was like not breathing right. So,
Ooh.
and God bless that woman. She stood there not feeling well and made the entire Thanksgiving dinner for
Good
us.
for her.
And
Well,
then,
good for her,
yeah.
but seriously.
And then when we got there, we were like, you're not breathing right. And she's like, I just feel a little off. And my mom pulled me aside and was like, she won't go to the hospital if I ask her, but if you and your sister say we're worried about you, please go to the hospital, she will go. So we went. And she ended up,
Like respiratory.
kidney failure, complete
Oh,
kidney failure.
ew.
And she and the rest of her body just kind of started shutting down when she got into the hospital. We called my uncle on Thanksgiving and we're like, your mom's going to the hospital. He showed up about 12 hours before she died.
Wow. How selfish could he have been?
And like,
We're sorry. This
yeah,
is
it cooking brings up memories, and it's like, okay. But I'm slightly bitter because I, even if I had just gotten one cookbook of hers, I would cherish that like nobody's business. 'Cause like, and I didn't get that chance because he didn't even think like, oh, let me,
See if mine.
yeah, see if the girls want anything. And the worst part was Nana in the hospital bed laying there said, I've already gotten you each a couple things for Christmas. They're in the closet. Go get them. He never let us go get the things.
You never got your gift.
Never got our Christmas gifts. And like
What?
it could
Sorry.
literally have been a sleeve of barrettes and I would have cherished that for the rest of my life because it's the last thing she bought me. And he
Took it
from
away from you.
Yeah, and he just didn't even,
Care.
yeah. So
Oh.
I could have gotten the fruitcake recipe in theory,
Yes.
but never did. Sorry for that story time tangent, everyone.
You're fine.
But I wish I had that because everybody said how good it was. And instead of like the fruitcake cherries in it, she would use maraschino
Ooh,
cherries.
I like maraschino cherries.
So
Oh, wait, I do remember. I do wish. Okay, not me, but there was another little story to this.
Okay, go for it.
Apparently, my dad's mom,
Okay.
my mom, apparently, my dad jokes about how my his mom, so as a joke, we call her Ma Doc,
Okay.
because she was like woman of the household back then. Apparently, she was not a very good cook, but she had a really good, I think it was a ham gravy.
Okay.
And to this day, we don't know the recipe. Nobody, none of the relatives know what it is.
Okay.
And like, it's just weird because when my mom makes ham, and I love ham, I love it. My dad always asks, "So you're gonna make the ham gravy, right?" And my mom gives him a dirty look, like, "Seriously, I'm going to." Not like we've asked his cousins, we've asked his sister, my aunt, his brother, my uncle. Nobody knows. And we're even trying to get in contact with another cousin, on my who lives in Florida, and she won't. I think they're estranged. I think because we joke about this cousin a lot, during holidays. But yeah, we never got the ham gravy recipe. So I don't wish I had that. I think my dad wishes he had that.
That makes sense. Okay.
Your turn or mine?
I'll do this one
Okay.
and then you can do the last one. Do you have any special occasion meals or recipes?
Yes. Christmas, we do turkey.
Okay.
Like the whole fixings, Thanksgiving, turkey, the whole fixings, whatever. New Year's Eve, I'm with you, so we do
Yeah.
whatever. So we started New Year's Eve last year. We
Like
started
2023 into 24.
because that's when I started getting, that's when I made my
Yeah.
amends to you guys, and I apologize for all. Anyway, we did the Friendsgiving, and your mom and started talking about like the old days and like
Yeah.
the funny memories, and it was good to sit down
Yeah.
and like chat with you guys, and I love doing that. It was a Friendsgiving. We did a Friendsgiving. Friendsgiving, we made a small chicken or turkey.
Yeah, I think it was like a turkey breast.
Yeah, it was a giant, it was a big enough turkey breast for three people, and you
Yeah.
still had some left over.
Because my sister does not eat turkey.
That's fine. So New Year's Eve, last year, this past year, we did Korean barbecue. We did dumplings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did dumplings,
And wings.
and wings,
Boneless wings.
which were very good,
They were.
mind you. Kind of want to go back to that.
I'm just gonna go.
You want to go do it again?
Yes,
Yeah,
we should.
that works. Yeah. And the people there were so nice, and I got dressed up and walked out in a very pretty dress, and I felt a little weird. New Year's we do, so New Year's Eve we do lobster.
Okay.
So I miss lobster, but it's okay. Because we always, it's something with New Year's we eat crown roast pork, so the pork like the digs first, like
Yeah.
forward. So for the new year we eat lobster because it's like the end of the last year,
Yeah.
something weird like that. I don't know the full term, you know what I mean. Christmas turkey. Easter ham.
Okay.
I'm missing a holiday. St. Patrick's Day, we just do Reubens.
Okay.
Since every time we've gone out, they don't play Irish music until after we leave. And I'm like, are you serious?
Okay.
And I don't drink, so it's with
Yeah.
everyone being drinking since like 3 or 4, I'm not comfortable. What else? Birthdays, we pick our own meals. So
Yeah.
this year, Jack and I, well, I picked, I'm gonna say I picked, lasagna. And it was good. It was a hit. Like, we had just enough for nine people.
Okay.
Well, technically eight, because one of them, 8 or 7, I don't remember. We literally just had enough. But when we do the family parties, the family Christmas party with like 20 of us, like, literally 20 of us. We do, that's when we do, like, my mom makes like a filet or something.
Okay.
And then somebody else brings a salad, somebody else brings an appetizer, somebody else brings a dessert, and somebody else brings like a starch.
Okay.
So that's when we like split the, we divvy up the rest of the, what goes with dinner. I think I got everything.
All right. I'm sorry again for the pronunciation, everybody. But we do the fetchly soup after Easter. We do turkey for Thanksgiving. In the past couple years, my godfather has been mailing us a ham for
Oh, this
Christmas.
is this the one with?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
And
Sorry.
so we'll do that for Christmas. I forget the company he sends it by, but it's like one of those you can find them on like GoBelly or whatever it's
Okay.
called, where you can just order food from anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
But it's good. So that, but the key to the Easter ham is that we, it's an unglazed ham for
Okay.
Easter, so we can plop the leftovers into the stock pot.
Yeah.
And then we make whatever kind of gravy or glaze we're doing on the side and just put it on our plate.
Very nice.
And my mom can make a mean apple cider glaze for ham. It's
Oh,
good.
I'm gonna have to. I would love to test that out.
She actually got the recipe from, or the idea of it from a smorgasbord restaurant in
Okay.
Lancaster.
Where we will
Yeah.
go.
And reminds me, after this, I have to ask you something about Lancaster. Okay. But yes.
Alrighty, last one.
Yes,
What is the
yes.
best recipe you know? And feel free to share it if you'd like.
I already shared it,
Yeah.
but I really love that honey lime chicken.
Yeah.
Like I hype it up so much, and my one friend made it, and she was like, "This is not that good," and
Oh.
I'm like,
Oh, there's a little piece of your heart. Crap.
but
Cracking.
she likes a lot more spicy stuff,
Okay. Well,
so
she could have
she,
added more spice to it.
yeah, like if you want, that's just I would say that's the base marinade,
Yeah.
like,
If you want to
or
add
if
more
you want to
spice,
add
add more
stuff,
spice to it.
go for it.
That's when we make Sicilian chicken, as I said in the first part of this. Like if we only add like oregano, hoagie seasoning, like hoagie spread to spice
Okay.
it a little bit, you know what I mean? And then salt, pepper, whatever. And that chicken broth. It's just chicken broth is the base, and then you put so much in, so you could that's your part of your gravy, I'm guessing. Or the sauce, not gravy, sauce. Sorry, we call it sauce here. And then what might we would add a small amount of red pepper flakes just to give it some heat, but not enough that I'm like a fire-breathing dragon
Yeah.
on my end. I don't like spice, but I can do wasabi, and I'm perfectly content with this wasabi, but I can't do it. I can't. My mom made a Mexican casserole with
Okay.
jalapenos in it. And she goes, "I'm sorry, I know you don't like jalapenos, but everything was
Oh, no.
I still have half, more than half of it left. I gotta eat that this weekend. It was good. Just have to pick out every single flipping jalapeno that's in there. Did you say yours?
Yeah.
The okay. I would have to say it's easy. Excuse me. It's easy, but it's so good. It's like
Okay.
it meatloaf
Meatloaf
and
is a good one.
meatloaf with pickled beets and a salad.
Okay.
Like I love beets. I love Harvard beets, pickled beets, whatever. But meatloaf, when my grandmom used to make it, I would rave about it. It is so good. Even to this day, like when my mom makes it, it's so flippin' good. I love it. It reminds me of my grandmom a lot, so that's
Yeah.
probably why. So.
Well, we thought this was going to be a much shorter episode, and it's
No.
only been a shorter than the
Oh,
last one.
wow. Okay.
See, this is why we broke it into two,
Yes.
everybody. Okay. Do you want to do the outro?
Sure. And with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. And as always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod at gmail.com or follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast, Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.